What's up, everybody? You're listening to episode 53 of True to Size. What's going on, everyone, and welcome. Yeah, that's right. I'm excited. I need to reel your head back like I punched you. Welcome to episode 53 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul. Joel Hernandez! Yeah! Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
There's the mellow one.
Mellow.
And that extra special voice you heard at the top of the episode is the one and only Dante Zook.
What's going on, everybody?
Zook. What's up, man?
Zook. What's up, man? Thanks for having me. Zook. Appreciate
Dante
it.
Zook. Appreciate you guys. Being here. I hear you're a regular listener to the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah? You're all caught up, or?
He's on episode one.
Yeah, I listen to episode one regularly.
I'm actually just one episode behind.
Ooh. Nice.
Just finished.
Well, we're going to have to dock you for that one, but I'm sure you'll make it up later in the show. This week, we have a very full episode with loads of topics in each of our segments. We will, of course, get to know our very special guest. Very special. With a quick round of 21 questions and a brief solography. And we'll round out the episode by playing a game of Would You Rather, sneaker style.
Would you rather?
But first, Alvin.
Fire round. Yeah. I wasn't ready this week. I'm so sorry. I didn't have no coffee crisp.
Man. Oh, boy.
It was all the chicken. Coffee. It was all that chicken.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from at MD Kovacs 1019.
Yo.
Very good friend to show. And he asks, if you guys could create a sneaker store, what would it look like? I.e., what stock? Shoes? Would there be clothing? Aesthetics? How would it look? What would the layout be? Would there be any theming? So take 1 second to think about it. I'll give you his answer while you think. He says, for me, I would definitely be swoosh heavy on stock, and I would definitely have a retro gaming area, i.e. SNES, Sega Genesis, and N64.
Nice.
He said, not sure about clothing, but maybe just local vendors to support the community.
True.
That's nice.
That's a good idea.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Alvin, you're up first.
Pretty much, while I was thinking about it, it would be similar, like retro gaming, behind the cash register, though, I'm picturing... Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'll be actual stacks of boxes of different, obviously swoosh heavy store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to mention that, but sure. So I was hoping to have like stacks and stacks of just boxes. They may be empty, probably empty just to be safe.
Yeah.
Just behind
for aesthetics?
Behind like a plexi. It'll be like a wall and it'll be behind plexi so that we could just keep them dustless.
So basically like Joel's stack of shoes here.
Yeah.
But just for display.
But it'll be
the
more like all the boxes so that it would look or they won't fall over. It'll just be like the same sizes but different boxes.
Oh, okay.
Like each
that's
era
cool.
is a different thing.
Very cool.
Just behind the cash register and then around the store who knows, man. Anything's possible.
What about you, Joel?
I don't know. I'm gonna steal some ideas from like bodega and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll call it like bibliothèque.
So bibliotheca.
It'll be like a library. Like you walk in your library, whatever, and then there's like a door. You like open the door to go to like the sneaker.
But you have to get the right order. Book?
You gotta get the right book.
Like a James Bond thing?
Like a swoosh book or something.
And you pull it and then a door opens
and, then, it goes
and then
creaks open.
And if it's the wrong book, you get it thrown in your face?
Yeah,
you
man.
You fall through a trap door.
Yeah. Or you go to another door and it leads you outside.
Please try again.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah, man. Something like that, man.
That's sick.
Like with consignment stuff and obviously like swoosh heavy. But like everything though, like everything. Asics and Adidas and all that stuff.
Adidas?
Yeah, New Balance for sure too.
Yeah, man, New Balance for sure.
Well, you guys got a lot more in depth than I did when I was thinking about it. I just was like, you know, like a nice cool aesthetic, like exposed brick, like rustic looking with plants everywhere. Like I like the greenery on the exposed brick.
Yeah.
Like kind
of
like it's
instead of regular plants, it's like cannabis.
Yeah, we could do that because it's legal now. Let's do it. Yeah. Honestly, I wondered why no one had done dispensary / sneaker store.
Whoa.
I don't know why that's not an idea yet because, I mean, it's legal and that would get a huge customer base.
Yeah, man.
Your store would always be busy.
The sneakers or the cannabis?
Who cares? You're making money either way.
Fair enough.
Everything hemp dunks.
Ooh. What about you, Dante?
I like that retro gaming idea. It'd probably be just themed around things I like. So, like, anime, Nintendo, like, some 90s cartoons. But as far as, like, products go, everything's in there. Just, like, my taste. So
A little bit of everything.
True.
Got it.
Good.
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round, like at MDKovacs1019 and have us answered on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Dante's been in the fire round a couple times. Actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are on to the CGS picks. Each week we will... Let's try that again. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, give our thoughts on, and update you about. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin, take it away.
Very exceptionally cute.
Let's start with Alvin, because I don't want to talk to you after that. What do you have?
It's supposed to be the... Well, I guess it was going to be the Air Max 95 Bacon. But clearly it's not that, because it... I mean, at least in my opinion, it's nowhere near the Bacon aesthetic. So for those of you who don't know, the Bacon first released in 2004. Nope. I don't know. Oh, no, the 90s. Sorry. The
Bacon 90.
Released in 2004.
Okay.
And that colorway is beautiful. Retro suit?
Yeah, man.
Question mark?
Question mark, exclamation point.
Can we vote on that? Because no one's going to vote
for
anything else other than the Bacon.
Vote back.
Vote back the Bacon.
But anyway, these apparently dropped already. Priced at $160 USD, which is $300 Canadian.
Oh, man.
But the colorway is like an orange with a yellow and some like sail.
I love
like
sail.
Like a pale pink.
Pale
or
sail?
Pale ivory or whatever they want to call it.
Shy pink.
There's a little bit too much orange in the shoe for me.
It's not bad though.
Like I know I don't mind the orange. I just think to give it the Bacon name, you can't have that
that's
much
why
orange.
You can't,
that should
that's
be brown.
Why, that's why it says the almost bacon.
Almost bacon.
If this was a bacon, I would have probably
it's
not
it's like crispy
liked it.
Bacon.
Not even. Crispy bacon is brown.
That looks like some sunset
like brown.
Type.
Yeah, you're right. It's like it has sauce on it. It's like, yeah.
It's like, what's that hollandaise sauce with the egg and like toast?
Yeah, hollandaise
egg
sauce.
Egg Benedict?
Hollandaise.
Egg Benny. Yeah. A Benny. You should have called it the Eggs Benny.
True.
But like anyway. Yeah, these are cool, man. If I come across these in a good price that's not $100 or $300 Canadian.
It's
a possible scoop.
It's like an outlet pickup for you.
Oh, maybe.
It's definitely a very clean colorway.
It's super clean, man. I love.
I agree with that.
I love the pale ivory pink white thing.
Mm-hmm. I like the orange on them too.
Yeah, it's like a burnt.
Yeah.
Not too orange, but kind of burnt orange. It's cute, man. Yeah, scoop for the right price.
True,
for sure.
Scoop to cute.
Scoop.
Yeah. Cute.
Scoop to cute.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go next, and my pick was the Nike SB Dunk High Dog Walker.
Yo, I thought of you when I saw those.
Did you?
Like, this is a Lauren shoe.
I don't know how I feel about that because I am not sure if I like the shoe.
Really? Because honestly, like I thought
Bueller,
of the Buellers.
Yeah. Bueller kind of.
I definitely see the Bueller vibe. It's like it for some reason it reminds me of. Like a bootleg. Like it looks like something that would have been like online 5-6 years ago before everyone, it was like a gray area between like what's real, what's fake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever that Dalmatian print, I'm not a fan of that. Like it looks very cheap. But for those of you who can't see it, like I'm looking at it right now, it's mostly green with a little bit of brown on the heel, a red swoosh that looks like it's almost like a canvas.
Like a leash.
Like a leash? Ooh, maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And then the Dalmatian print. On the medial,
and
yikes,
medial.
And a black toe box.
Is that brown supposed to?
That brown looks like it's faux fur.
Yeah, it's like hair.
Yeah, pony hair.
Dog pony hair, yeah. Whatever. Dog hair.
I thought it was like poop that you're supposed to scoop
nice.
After walking your dog.
So apparently, Dog Walker is a strain of cannabis.
Oh, they got everything.
I didn't know that. But apparently it's a... Yeah, Dog Walker is a... yeah.
No, you said that right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're right. Cool. So that's why it's rumored to be the 420 release.
420.
I don't really like them that much. I'm not going to call it a poop. We kind of need something in between poop and cute, I think. Maybe like poop de cute or something. Because it's not horrible, but I wouldn't buy it.
Cute de poop.
Yeah, cute. It's a cute piece of poop.
It looks like one of those shoes that would like grow on me. I don't know about you guys, but like I'm looking at it right now, not getting too much from it, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean. For now, I don't know. These pictures that have...
But like, if you look at the outsole, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like 3D. It looks like you stepped in poop.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I just noticed that. Wow,
that's cool, man.
There's like that one little piece on the outsole that's brown.
And then the other, on the other foot,
on the other one, it's on the heel. I think that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah, it's supposed to look like you stepped in poo.
Because if you're high walking your dog, you're definitely stepping in poo.
Classic.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh boy, I don't know if that makes me like them more or less now that it looks like I stepped in poo.
It's on the heel too. On the
They swapped it on the other shoe. Yeah. It's like mismatched poop stains.
It's because if you're taking your step, you're trying to miss the poop and then you get your heel instead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're high.
Yeah.
Man. So I guess a proper way to rate the shoe is a poop for me then.
Wow.
finally, on to Joel. What do you got?
I got the Supreme Air Max Tailwind 4.
Mm.
I don't know, man. Like it's got like the red and white colors, and the second color is like a black with the Persian kind of purple. I'm not feeling them, man.
No,
like I'm kind of underwhelmed with what they could have like did a little bit more to make them pop, but I don't know.
I'm put just, Supreme somewhere, straight, maybe?
They're gonna sell out regardless.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And you know, the resale value is gonna out of this world, so you know, I don't know. We'll see.
It's a clean shoe, but it doesn't look like a Supreme shoe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It
like, it's a clean colorway, but it does, like, when you think of Supreme, you're thinking, like, bold branding. Like, I expect to see, like, SUP in huge letters somewhere.
Like a box logo.
Yeah.
Something. Like, even the Tailwind that they did last year had the crazy flame. Not the Tailwind. What was it? The Spectrum. Had the crazy friggin' flames on it. Like, those are some wild shoes. That's what I expect, some bold branding or, like, something crazy. Like, these are kind of tamed.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I don't know. I'd give him a poop.
A poop.
A poop.
A full-on poop.
Yeah.
Damn, a big old poop.
You'd be stepping in those if you were wearing those SBs yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you'd step on.
But these drop Thursday.
This Thursday.
Interested. $190 US.
So, if you're hearing this now, you missed them. Sorry.
500 Canadian. I don't know.
Yeah, we're good at math, bro.
Yeah, man.
Next up, after all this poop talk, is This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. There's some big topics this week. Like, if you look at my laptop, it's very full, lots of words. First up, it's a lot of words. I have to read all these words.
It
kind of sucks. So the first up is an article from Sneaker Freaker, and the title of it caught my eye, and it basically said, no, we don't need any more Jordan 1 colorways. I think we've said that once or twice on the pod before. But the article says in 2018 alone, we saw over 60 different AJ1 colorways hit shelves. And Jordan Brand doesn't look like they're slowing down anytime soon. 60 kind of surprised me. I didn't know it was that many. The author compared the Jordan 1 oversaturation to the Boost craze that we saw a few years ago, where Adi flooded the market so much that it seemed to kill its own trend. That's not good when you kill your own self. It's called Shoe-a-side.
Good. Nice, nice, nice.
What's that sound effect? Bam, 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 bam.
I don't have it ready.
Damn it.
Got him.
And then he concludes with, just remember, a fighter's ability to take a punch is always the first thing to give away with age. And the time-worn AJ1 is certainly copying? Oh, yeah, sorry. The AJ1 is certainly copping a good flogging at the moment. The forgettable mid colorways, the corny rapper collaborations, the limited studio fashion drops, they're all contributing to this pointless beatdown. Throw in the towel, Jumpman, before it's too late.
I mean, to be fair.
That's very, like, very harsh. And sorry for the slip up there where I said copping a good flogging. Sneaker Freaker is European,
copping a good flogging.
That's exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I read it in my head. Yeah. What does that even mean? It's getting a good beat down right now. Good old punching. What do you guys think?
I feel like to compare the AJ1 with an Ultra Boost is totally wrong.
They did say that, and I left that out. I was gonna let one of you say it. Yeah. Why?
The Jordan 1 has been iconic even before they had a Boost.
Yeah, that's the point that they make in the.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I mean, I get it. I get the metaphor you're trying to make.
Yeah,
but it's not the right metaphor. You should have compared it to when the 3 was kind of beat down. And
yeah, kind of when they oversaturated it.
That's more of a better comparison.
Yeah.
But I get it. Hell yeah. So 60 colorways, including mids, or just highs?
I'm assuming it includes all mids too.
I don't count mids, so it's okay. Mm. I mean, I like them too. Don't get me wrong. Some of the mids are cool. But you know,
I don't. That's a lot of even 60 with mids. Like there can't have been that many mids.
I didn't even think it was that much.
Man. Yeah, and there definitely was still. Highs, mostly highs for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I know that we've mentioned this on the podcast before that they definitely need to slow down. I don't know about stopping, like throwing in the towel per se is not necessarily what I would recommend, but they definitely need to slow down because 60 is a lot. And if we noticed it, then that means they're noticing and everyone else is noticing. Yeah. Like they're not wrong when they say that people are going to get sick of it soon. Mm-hmm. Next up, sent in by Alvin at his request.
Oh, no, it's whatever.
The release date was revealed for the AJ11 Bred. The release date is set for Saturday, December 14th at 220 USD. So I'm assuming that's regular, like 800-900 Canadian-ish. Yeah.
Damn.
So it kind of, like, for me, this kind of just raises the question of how are these release dates and sneaker drops leaking so damn early? Like, they keep getting earlier and earlier. They already know the date and the price, and it's what, 8 months away?
How is no one getting fired for this?
Yeah, like whose job? Like, this is like the NBA. They must share the same PR department because all these trade leaks and everything. Yeah, like, it must be the Lakers and it's the Woj. Jordan brand. Woj. Yeah, it's Woj. Woj is like out here leaking everything. But, like, do you think this is ruining the game or is it just part of it now? Like, because I could remember even just 5-6 years ago when we were trying to find out what's coming out, it was like a mystery. You wouldn't find out until the month, maybe 2 months before. And now it's literally, you know what's coming out next December 14th. Like, your year's planned out for you.
Wait, like,
and it's
next,
already...
like, as in 2020, or is that
2019? No, 2019, oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. I was like, damn.
No, that would be...
what's coming out 2019? Then?
Yeah. But, like, do you guys think this is a good thing or a bad thing, how it's so far in advance now? Like, it's almost ridiculous, I think, how far in advance it is.
I don't know, man, because... like, even, like, in my day, we would look up, like, there would be a website called 23 is Back.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where we would, like, find out, like, future releases of what's dropping. Like, even with the countdown packs, we would know when they would drop.
But how far in advance was
but
that?
But it would be, like, maybe 6 or 7 months ahead.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Even
right?
That far?
So we would know, like, you know what I mean? When's going to drop and, you know, what color is going to drop and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know. It just doesn't surprise me. But, I don't know. I guess it's just to build hype.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, another 11... holiday drop.
It's not surprising. Like, everyone kind of knew it was coming. It's just crazy that the dates are like, there's
everybody
it's
knew.
So far in advance.
Concord, like, Space Jams.
Yeah, like there's.
Cool Grays is probably going to be like another.
Yeah, next year.
Maybe next year or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They haven't retroed those yet. No,
not yet.
No, man. Just the 2000 so. And.
When did they do that?
11?
No. Yeah. Really?
I think 11. 2000.
Was it 2011?
It was like, because after the Space Jams in 09, what was it? Concord?
No, it was Cool Gray after. So it's been 2010?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is that the pair you have?
Yeah, is it 2010?
I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell you either. Yeah, someone let us know in the EEE. But yeah, I think it's crazy how far in advance these things are coming out now.
But now, ridiculous. If you really want them, you can save up because they're $1,000 Canadian.
That's the plus side. You need 8 months to save up for the stuff now because it's crazy. Next up, Jeff Staple weighs in on the Urban Necessities and American Eagle situation.
Yes.
So we talked about this last week. Urban Necessities has partnered with American Eagle. They have an installation, whatever you want to call it, in their Broadway store in New York City. Alvin was not a fan at all. He went super goon, super fast about that.
Yeah, you already know.
And apparently Jeff Staple is... I can't really tell if he's not a fan or not, but you guys can take it how you want to. So this was a caption on one of his Instagram posts from last week. He says, need your honest opinion here on this one. American Eagle Outfitters is a publicly traded retailer that does about $4 billion in sales annually, covering about 1,000 stores and employing 24,000 people. This week, people started pinging me saying, first of all, Jeff Staples still says pinging me.
Wow.
that's how you know he's a little bit older. Yo, you're selling your pigeons at American Eagle? And he's like, what? So I walk by their Soho flagship location and literally lost my breath seeing my panda pigeon and black pigeon dunk sitting front and center in the main window display. On the side of the building, a huge billboard with Concepts Purple Lobsters, DJ Khaled Jordans, and other high heat kicks. I do some digging and realize they have quote-unquote collaborated, aka invested in, he says, a reseller store because, quote, sneakers are about self-expression. Our brand is built on individual style. We have the second largest U.S. jeans business after Walmart. Jeans and sneakers are great pairs. He then says, okay, there's a lot of whys. So because this $4 billion retailer now decided sneaker and street culture are trending, they get to throw logos of other brands all over their store without permission. Does this mean if they partner with a handbag reseller next month, they can put LV and Hermes handbags in their windows and marketing campaigns? Thanks. In my opinion, this really skirts the line between what's legal, what's moral, what's ethical, and what's just plain whack.
Said it. It's whack.
Did you take the words right out of your mouth, Alvin?
Yeah, but he was definitely nicer about it.
Yeah. I would have just... He didn't go goon straight.
Yeah.
I think that's goon for Jeff Staple, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. Like, especially someone of his stature speaking out against that. Mm-hmm. Like, I did fly through the comments really quickly, and he mentioned that he has nothing against 2J's Kicks, the guy who owns UN.
Yeah.
He says this is mostly on... American Eagle, which I can agree with, because I mean, he's getting his bag over at UN. Like, he's like, all right, sure.
Yeah.
American Eagle kind of shouldn't be culture vulturing. Culture vulturing.
Culture.
I think is what, yeah. There you go. Culture vulturing. I think is what he's referring to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll see how this progresses, because I don't think it's over yet.
Oh, no.
And finally, a very, very big one. Sean Witherspoon and Nike are done for now. Then this is coming straight from the horse's mouth. So recently, rumors have been swirling about Sean and Nike's relationship with no official word from either party about what their status was. The main rumor was, did Nike drop Sean? And everyone was saying, was it because of him wearing Yeezys a couple of weeks ago? Everyone was also saying, was it because he resells his own shoe in his own shop? Which I was kind of like, that's kind of whack. Mm-hmm. Some are saying that the navy pair of the 97.1 was set to release. Some said it was canceled. No one knew for sure until now. So I don't know where this came from, to be honest. Our good buddy Net Magnetism posted it on his story. I don't know if you guys saw it. But it's basically Sean replying to a guy on Instagram. And this is another long one, so strap in. He says, starts with a very strong statement. Everyone is so dumb.
Nice.
He's not wrong. He then says, you're literally all wrong, and these assumptions look ridiculous. I love how every single person is so confident in their information. Haha. He says, I signed a contract with Nike years ago, didn't sign it again. I didn't drop them. They didn't drop me. It's like when you and your girlfriend realize you were together for the wrong reasons. Haha. I love Nike. Nike loves me. All friends. Take your stupid ass stories somewhere else and quit talking about my life like it doesn't belong to me. Oh, yeah. Also, what do you think happens when Virgil, Jerry, Don, or Kanye designs a shoe? Yes, Adidas, Converse, Nike, etc. give them pairs at wholesale to resell at their own stores or website. They are also making a profit off everyone. It's just on a different scale. I wasn't lucky enough to have any legal representation during my time with Nike, so I wasn't smart enough to work that into my contract. So instead of getting kicks I designed at wholesale like everyone else, I got screwed and was forced to then pay resale for them just to gift them to my own friends and family as well to resell them in my store, which at the beginning we were taking a loss on. Goddamn. And then four peace signs.
Wow.
Any thoughts on that?
No.
Sounds like he's an idiot, first of all, for not getting any pairs at wholesale.
Yeah, but why would you put that in any of your, like, that doesn't make...
I wouldn't need a lawyer to know that I want a bunch of pairs at wholesale. Like,
so I can give them away to my homies. Like, what the hell?
Or sell them. Like, I didn't even think of that until he mentioned it, but, like, Obviously, Kanye for Yeezy Supply gets them at wholesale, even though it's his own shoe. But like, why wouldn't you work that in so you could do your own release at round two at retail?
Yeah.
Or like, even like you said, so you can give them to your homies. Like, you were buying pairs to give to your family. That's kind of weird to me.
Well, he was probably young, dumb, and broke,
And excited,
yeah. And he was amped. So when Nike gives you a contract,
you sign that shit.
Yeah, you don't even read it.
Yeah, you don't read it. It's like when you accept the iTunes thing. You just accept.
If he signs on with any other brands, he'll like...
He knows now.
He's learned.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's that fear. It's like, yo, if I ask for something more, they're just going to drop me.
Mm.
So it's just like, take what you can get. And then, I mean, that would have been my mentality.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, my Nike wants to make a Canada soul shoot. Just sign the paper, man. Just sign it.
I'd be like, let's just read it. No, sign it. No,
just sign it. Because then, like, you, this being like maybe your first contract, it's like you might feel like, man, if I try to ask for more, they're not going to give it to me. And then they're just not going to want to collab.
They're going
to
be pissed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't want to push the buttons.
Yeah.
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 So I don't know. Maybe that was his mentality when he first signed it.
I could believe that. Yeah. I mean, just being stupid excited and getting into that room, being like, yeah, you're making me a shoe. I don't give a fuck. Just make the shoe. Mm-hmm. I did want to see that Navy 97-1 release. Kind of sad about that because
those were clean.
They're clean shoe, yeah. But we'll see. I don't think it's the end. I think it's the end for now.
For now.
To be honest. Yeah, we'll see, like I said. Mm-hmm. Next up, previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Alvin, you had a busy week times two.
Yeah. Do you have that level up sound from Mario?
Do the first one, and then I'll find you one for your second one.
I have a second one?
Well, your first one, you were sent something very graciously from our friends at Reebok Canada.
Yes.
So you can...
So the homies over at Reebok Canada, they sent us over the... Oh my God, I'm going to alter the icons, Reebok Classics. Very dope shoe. What I found really cool was they kind of took... Like, you know, the Reebok, what's that dad shoe that they came out? Oh my God, I'm blanking out.
The Aztec?
Aztrek. They took like the front panel of it where it has like that little pattern and they put it on the toe box
The
classic. Cause usually the classic has like nothing on there. It's just like a plain toe box. Mm-hmm. I thought that was dope and it allowed them to like throw on more colors on there, which was super cool. And, first opening the box, I was like, oh, these are dope. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear them because of the colors, though.
Yeah. They're very vibrant.
Very vibrant. Like, very summery, like, you should go somewhere shoe.
You should go somewhere. Yeah.
But, yo,
never
real talk.
Heard that description of a shoe, but okay.
Yeah. I put them on foot with, like, a pair of denims, and I took a picture, and I was like, damn.
They look good on foot.
These look so
really
proper.
Really good on foot, yeah.
On foot. And they're very sleek. Obviously, Reebok Classic, but the way they, like, made the color blocking and... It kind of doesn't look like a Reebok Classic.
I agree.
Which,
yeah.
Hence,
yeah.
Alter the icon. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they definitely did a dope job on that. So, thank you, Reebok.
What was the campaign that they attached to it?
It was Alter the Icons, and they wanted whoever they seated to talk about how they altered their path in life, I guess. Well, I don't know if it was in life, but that's the way I took it.
Oh, because you're an icon. So how did you alter the icon?
Yeah, right.
How did you alter yourself?
Karen got sold my icon.
I mean, you're wearing the shoes now, so you're going places, right?
Yeah,
shoe make you want to go places. Go somewhere.
Yeah, makes me want to go somewhere.
And you got something else last week, too.
Yes.
Last Thursday. What did you get?
Yes, last Thursday, I leveled up in life. the good friend of the show, and altogether just a good friend.
Good guy.
Amazing guy.
Yeah.
Not just a good guy. Net Magnetism worked out a deal with me to help me out and help me to get the Sean Wotherspoons. So I'm fucking ass. Oh my God, bro.
Crazy, man.
That's awesome.
Yo, real talk. He's like, man, but these are used. They're like,
and you're like, and then
no, like, but they.
You're waiting for him to say more things, and you're like,
There was no, but like, you can barely tell, man. Like, literally,
yeah, you showed us the picture; it looks brand new.
Yeah,
outsole was like, there was like nothing there.
It was used as in like the guy wore it inside,
like he took
a hotel room and a carpet.
Yeah,
and oh man, they're beautiful. So thank you, Net Mag, for, you know, letting me spend some money slash like give you some shoes.
Thank you for letting me give you money. All this other stuff,
man. Like, thank you. Thank you, man. Holy. And shout out to Creasel because he wanted that pair too. And unfortunately, I hit up NetMag before him. So my bad, bro. I love
Sorry,
you
Chef.
Yeah, man.
Joel, anything for you last week?
Nada. Negative.
Dante, you buy anything last week?
Not a chance.
Damn. I didn't buy it last week, but I got it last week. Was the Panda Pigeons.
True.
I bought them from StockX like probably 2.5 weeks ago, and I just got them in last week. But that's it. They're a dope shoe in person. They're sweet.
Yeah.
Nice, with the green, like the green laces went on so fast.
Yeah.
Love that StockX green lace swap. It's literally like this exact same color as the StockX tag. But yeah, I love that shoe. I'm 3/4 of the way there now. I just need originals.
Need the OG.
Yeah.
Next stop.
All right,
next
let's do
stop.
It.
Next stop. The bank, I guess. next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We are pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we will let the world know that we goofed. Alvin grabbed his phone, so I'm assuming that we have some sort of mistake coming from him, too. So the first one, I'll get through mine first.
No, do it.
is from Los Ortiz, actually.
Oh, good conversation.
He messaged us responding to one of our story features for Air Max Month. Where someone was sporting the medicine ball trainers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he says, how does this pass as an Air Max? Do Jordan 3s count then? So what do you guys think? I mean, for me personally, for Air Max month, I've only been wearing Air Max runners just because that's what it feels like it's supposed to be for me. But the way I'm thinking about it is if someone wants to show appreciation for Air Max in a different way, like all for it. Yeah, it's about it's the technology overall, right?
Yeah.
So if someone wants to wear an Air Jordan 3, sure, it has an exposed air unit, so go for it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm the same way too.
Yeah?
At first I was like, is it? But then I was like,
it's like a gray area.
Yeah, I guess it is, like, you know, with the air bubble and whatnot. So
yeah.
So yeah, I'm the same ways too, man.
You agree?
Well, I actually saw Los the evening after you had that conversation with him,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about it. He's like, yo, I was like, I know. he's like trainers. I'm like, I know, man. I was like, don't worry, I know. He's like, he was just joking though. And he's what? I'm just a purist.
Yeah.
I'm exactly the same way. Yeah. Like
I get it. Yeah.
I understand it, but I wouldn't do it myself.
Yeah. Mm. He's the same way. He understands it, but he's not going to do it. Mm. You know what I mean? So yeah, I saw him and he was like,
Yeah,
he just shrugged. He's like, yeah. What about you? Do your Jordan 4s that you wore today, does that count as an Air Max month shoe?
To be honest with you, I didn't really think of that. I give them a pass, but like, I'd say I'm more like you guys, like in terms of purists, you know, like if it's Air Max month, I'm going to be trying to wear, if I'm going to show them off at least as like representing Air Max month, I'd rather just wear
a runner.
You know?
I agree. I'm glad we're all in agreement. Mm-hmm. Next up, speaking of Air Max purists, Troy Alexander. This is in regards to Air Max Madness, which has been super fun so far.
Oh my gosh.
It was a very short, but a very sweet little message from him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, this has been really fun, up there with the bus as far as engaging stuff to do during Air Max month.
Oh yeah.
That is like really high praise, because the Air Max bus was like
huge.
Whole nother level. So to be even considered in the same conversation as the Air Max bus is like wild.
Shout out to Josh.
But yeah, all shout outs to Josh for that. Like, he has spearheaded that and we're just piggybacking.
No, for real though.
Literally though. Like, it's all Josh.
It's all Josh.
He's organizing it. He's doing all the graphics. We're just like, I'll post it. Here's the results. Like,
It's been a lot of fun.
Crazy fun. Yeah. Seeing some of the upsets, we're going to get to it in a second, but seeing some of the upsets and like results has been so fun to watch it go. And then finally from my list, I have DMG Silverthorn from Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
He says, this one's kind of embarrassing to be honest.
I don't know. I read it. I was like, oh, damn.
He says, listening to episode 52 and heard the story about the Cortez. I'm actually pretty surprised the crew thinks the name with the story is cool. If you zoom out in history, Hernan Cortez was a colonial mass murderer. He basically caused the genocide of an entire race of people as the Aztecs were all but eradicated and South America was taken over by a ruling force from Europe and the Spanish. I'm thanking you guys educated me on the backstory of the shoe, but my takeaway is much sadder. Well, if we knew that. Because last week when we were talking about the Cortez and the reason that they called the Cortez was because Nike did that because the Cortez kicked, what was it? Kicked Asics. Aztec's butt or something like that was the words. And we were like, cool.
Sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. Like,
sick, bro.
But the thing is, though, those were different times, though.
That's true.
That was
true.
Like the 1500s.
But that's where they got the name from.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they,
But like, that's how you had to run things back then.
Yeah, that's true.
You either like get your hand chopped off or your head chopped off.
Yeah. Who's chopping whose head?
Yeah, I mean?
Pretty much.
So, that's very true as well.
Yep.
So it's like,
you either run up on a man's or the man's run up on you, fam.
Who's going to run first?
Different Toronto times. Man. Different times.
You don't have a toonie, fam?
I know.
You'll run up Hernan Cortez.
Hernan Cortez.
Hernan. This man even sing.
Hernan Cortez.
Oh my God. You guys.
Alvin, what do you got? Who told us that we're idiots this week?
No, it was so it was from No It's Just Bob.
Who?
At Now It's Just Bob.
Roberto.
So I guess this was in reference to our last episode. He was like, you went savage on the AE and UN segment. Fuck out of here, LMAO. And I was like, I responded with LMAO, I apologize. I guess my angry OG came out. And he's like, no need to apologize. It was awesome. Keep it raw and authentic. And I was like, okay.
Keep it raw, mate.
Okay. So I'm going to keep it Cortez on this. Sorry, whatever.
It's too late.
It's already recorded.
It's already in the world. Next up, our new segment, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we are going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. Mm-hmm. I went last week. This week, it's Alvin's turn. Let me start my timer.
That is after I'm done, right? And I ask a question or whatever?
Sure, I'll start it after you ask a question. So you can start it now.
30 seconds is like...
Yeah, go ahead. Start it now.
Okay, so... Everyone, unfortunately, knows about the shooting.
Which one?
That occurred in New Zealand.
Yes, yeah, okay.
So, York U was holding a vigil or just like something to commemorate it. And there was a Ute who was wearing a MAGA hat. For what reason? I don't know.
I started the timer.
I'm going to ask Dante Zuck, being the youngest in the room.
You saw the video?
I didn't
the
see guy the video,
making the wearing the Make America Great Again hat.
I did not see the video.
Thoughts?
Right, yeah, thoughts.
Right off the bat, I believe you shouldn't judge someone just for wearing a hat. But that being said, that doesn't excuse any of the actions they do. And I don't know, just hearing that line, did you see the video? Makes me nervous.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's basically just a white guy at a vigil for the victims of the attack. And he's wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And he's just standing there. And they're like, go away. And he's Please. Like, no. And it's just one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just unnecessary.
Yeah, people need to do better. Like, just be sensitive to the topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know what that hat stands for. Mm. So, I mean, like you said, you can't judge the hat itself. But you also know what people perceive the hat as.
Exactly.
So, be a little bit sensitive. And that's enough of that. Because that was sad. It was also longer, way longer than 30
like
seconds.
45
double
seconds.
Double up on it.
Yeah, literally double up. Promos. Air Max Madness is almost over. It's been fun. We just completed the Sweet 16 as of yesterday, I think. So after this comes out, they'll probably be onto the Final Four, to be honest, because the Elite Eight starts tomorrow. But there's been some crazy upsets, man. I think Bacons are out now.
Yeah?
I think there's some crazy shit that's out. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But who do you guys think is going to win? Once again, I can't remember who is left. But let's get some early predictions on winners. I'm going to go with Atmos. Elephant. Elephant is my guess, just because of the recency bias. And everyone remembers him from last year. So was it last year? No, it wasn't even last
year.
Shit, okay. I still say Atmos.
Yeah. I don't know what's left.
I don't even know.
Just probably should have looked it up before.
Chlorophylls? Maybe.
Chlorophylls, I think they just got booted by Atmos, actually.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
by my pick. Yeah.
Oh, fam.
Check it out.
Atmos Animal is still left. I think Viotech is left. Infrared 90s are still left.
That's my pick, yeah, for sure. I'm going to pick those because people love those.
Yeah. Infrared 90s. It was weird to me, though, because the Infrared 90 that was chosen was the 2015 one, and that one sucked.
I know. Yeah.
For sure. With the
pre-yellowed. I didn't like that one at all. Yeah. I didn't vote for it any of the times because I hated that specific one, but it's making it just because it's the only infrared left. Alvin's going to fact check it and see what's left, I think.
I'm trying to see.
I was disappointed when those Easters got knocked out, man.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that was. It was Easters versus Air Max Day with the Volt Soul. Yeah, oh, that was a very close one. Yeah. I remember watching the voting very closely because I took like at least 10 minutes to decide which one I wanted to vote for.
I know Philly, aka Soul Purpose, is pretty.
He's cheese.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's an EEE.
Pretty
Philly.
Jazzed.
Yeah. Philly messaged us and he said, I'm going to make a bunch of burner accounts to make sure that. I don't remember what shoe it was, but he's like, to make sure that the Neon 95s makes it through.
Yeah. Oh, man. So.
What's left?
Damn. The 95. Oh, sorry. The 90s one over the clot.
Infrared 90s one?
Yeah.
Kiss of Death. Wow.
Touch the Sky.
Touch the Sky.
Oh, shh.
This is tough, man. Okay, well, the Elephant Print Atmos won over the Chlorophylls.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, why? I'm just joking. the Atmos Elephant Print won over the Urawa Dragons, which I wouldn't have. I chose the Dragons.
Or the
for
animal,
sure.
Oh, the Animal Print.
Animal Print. Yeah.
And then, obviously, like, if the you're Amsterdam. Putting the Amsterdams up. But against it was tight. Anything? It was a tight. Yeah, it was tight, though. It's 186 votes over 135.
Amsterdam over what?
The Neon 95. Sorry,
ooh,
Philly.
Neon 95s are out.
But his burners did a lot, though. His burner account got it to 135.
They made it close. there was also some notable snubs I noticed. I know that Josh gave us the disclaimer that he's obviously not going to be able to put all the pairs in, but I don't think Silver Bullet 97s were in there.
Yeah.
I don't think the Sean's were in there.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of, obviously... missed next year. Ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next year.
We'll do like an all-star one next year or something. Yeah, we'll see. next up, the Soul Poll. So this morning we asked our listeners a question. Would you rather be given your all-time grail or the cash equivalent to that shoe? What did you guys say?
Grail.
You said you would like the grail?
Absolutely.
What is that shoe?
Okay, well, it used to be. So, I agree with Lawrence's definition of grail. So, they used to be a pair of 96 Columbia 11s.
Okay.
True.
But thanks to NetMeg, I actually copped two of those.
And, true.
But nice. I was actually having a conversation with my friend the other day about grails, and I was like, I don't even know what's a grail. And then just like in the cartoons, when the anvil hits him on the head, shattered backboards, you know? Shattered backboard ones. I'd love to get a pair of those, but to me, it's not even about the money, you know. Like, if I could just get the pair and save on the money, you know,
that's the same thing.
Straight,
yeah.
Like, I said the exact same thing because mine would be mags. I think I've made that very clear, and I don't think I would ever be able to justify, especially at this point in my life or anytime soon, spending $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 on a pair of shoes. So if I could avoid that and just get the shoe and never see the money and just be like, yep, just the shoe, forget about how much it's worth, absolutely I would take that. No questions asked. What about you guys?
I'd take the shoe too.
Yeah
Mine's are Amsterdam.
And you would take the shoe?
I'd take the shoe.
Yeah,
hands down.
Shoe. No questions. It's the shoe.
Take the shoe. And what shoe?
Still the Elephant Print.
What do you guys think the result was?
I say shoe.
It was close. It was very
close. When I voted, I think the shoe was only winning by like 3%. Oh, so I'm going to just go ahead and say the money won. Money talks.
It is very close. It was 57% of the voters said, give me the shoe.
Whoa.
That's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Faithful. It definitely gives some hope for the sneaker community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some notable show me the monies, though. We're going to call them out right now.
I saw that one comment. I sold my grills. Show me the money. Who was that?
It was Heads Ain't Ready. John.
Oh, that was John.
John sold his grail and was like, give me the money. JM Janner said, give me the money.
Wow.
Sean Goh said, give me the money. Maybe you guys just have so many shoes and they're just like, give me the money. Who else said, give me the money? A lot of people. Laced Heat said, give me the money.
True.
Luke Tigg said, give me the money.
Wow.
Lots of people. Lion and a Pickaxe said, give me the money. Yeah. Oh, man. That's a that one hurt my heart. Falsey, give me the money. Kanotsky, give me the money. To each their own, to be honest. There's no wrong answer.
There is
especially
none.
If your grail is undefeated fours and someone's like, you want 30K or a pair of shoes? I'm like, give me the 30K.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
True.
You can always dream about the shoes.
Yeah. In my new car.
Yeah.
Now is time for probably my favorite segment ever created in the history of True to Size in this long 53-episode existence, 21 Guestions. Featuring the one and only, thank you once again for being here, Dante Zook.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
So you know how this works. It's basically your own little personal fire round. I have 21 questions for you. There is no wrong answer, but you will get some of them wrong.
Good
first,
to know.
First up, favorite shoe that you own?
96 Columbia 11s.
Number two, ankle socks or crew socks?
Crew socks.
Number three, have you ever camped out for a shoe? And if so, how long did you wait?
Yes, I have. And like 10 hours, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
That's a big
one.
I think
it was 10 hours.
How many pairs in the collection?
I'm going to have to say like 37.
Approximately.
I think so.
Question number five, can you do a cartwheel?
Absolutely not.
Question number six, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Question number seven, is Kawhi staying?
I don't know too much about basketball. I'd like for him to stay because Toronto Sports has very, very bad luck.
All you guys seem to like him, so I'll say yes.
I think he's going.
Yeah?
I think
just the leaving. Way that Toronto Sports history
I think
has...
even if they make it to the finals, he's leaving.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, none of these other questions matter.
you can go home now.
All right, see you later, guys.
Question number eight. Laces tied in a bow, tucked in, or just undone and dangling?
Depends on the shoe, but for the most part, beaters, undone, or not beaters, like everyday shoes, undone, and then if I haven't worn something in a while, I'll bow it up real nice.
Got it. Speaking of dangling, who's winning the Stanley Cup?
Oh, God. I can't say who, but the finals are going to be Tampa Bay Lightning from the East, Calgary Flames from the West.
Yo, why
shout out to Calgary.
Calgary.
Question number 10. Favorite pattern on a shoe?
Oh,
cement.
Mm-hmm. Like good cement answer. Fours.
Absolutely.
Nice. Number 11. Three sneaker heading essentials, shoes or otherwise?
Okay. One, patience.
He's been thinking about this.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah,
he
man.
Knows.
He knows.
Patience. So if it's patience in the line, you're waiting for the shoe to come out, or patience to make some money to buy the shoe, you know, you got to have patience. And actually also patience in case you don't like the shoe at first, but it grows on you.
Mm-hmm.
Two, like a sneaker family. So for example, Lawrence is like my sneaker dad. Taught me like basically just about everything because I'm pretty much still new to this. So you need one of those for sure to help you out and for whatever reasons. And then for the last one, I'm going to say a pair of Air Jordan 4s.
True.
Nice.
Nice.
Jason Mark or Crep Protect?
I don't know whichever one's cheaper. Sorry.
True.
Best retro Jordan model ever.
Oh, God. Like retroed or like retro, like OG?
Whatever you want, bro.
Columbia 11s.
Okay.
Columbia.
Boost or Air?
Air.
What else do you collect?
Honestly, I'm blanking. Not too much.
No.
Lately, I've been into like the pins, like enamel pins, and stickers too.
Stuff classic.
Cool, cool.
Oh, and patches.
And patches. Yeah. All those little trinkets. You and Calby would get along really well.
Oh yeah.
Hit me up.
In my lab room. What is the capital of Nunavut?
Oh, that one. Yes.
All of it.
Yellowknife? I don't...
False. It is Iqaluit.
Oh. You're close, though.
Question 17. Spell Iqaluit.
I-Q-U-A-L-I-T. Yep.
I-Q-A-L-U-I-T. Question 18. Favorite sneaker store?
Oh, I don't think I have one.
No? You don't shop in stores?
I mean, I do, but I...
No favorites?
I don't like paying, so...
So is there really shop?
I go to stores. No.
We'll just say Nike.
Nike store. Got it.
The Nike. The.
The.
Nike
store. Most you've paid for shoes?
I'm going to say probably $5.
Oh. Apple Music or Spotify?
Apple Music.
Number one grail of all time or 3 pairs from your top 10?
I'll go 3 pairs from my top 10.
And what 3 pairs do you think those would be? You said your number one is Shattered Backwards, right?
I'll throw that in there for sure.
But that's your number one. You can't have that one.
Okay, so then I'll do another 3.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So Columbia 11s.
You have them already.
Oh, that I don't have, you mean?
Yeah, if I could give you 3 pairs right now, would it be your number one?
I'll do that again. 96. Are they 96? Infrared 6s. Like the OG.
It'd be 90.
No, it'd be 91. Earlier. Yeah.
91.
Yeah. As long as the clear is yellow, like
PP. The outsole?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice. Like the yellowest yellow?
As yellow as can be. Like, I want them like Sean Collars.
Oh, okay.
I want them like
that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to Sean.
Mm-hmm. Probably those. Oh, that I don't have. But I can't say Shattered Backboards.
That's your number one. You can either take your number one, which I guess would be Shattered, or you could take 3 other ones from your top 10.
I haven't thought about many other shoes other than those two. So
you messed up.
So
you need to start thinking about shoes more.
Two-parter? We'll do a two-parter? No, I'm just dedicated, you know?
So I guess it would be your number one then, no? You wouldn't just want to take your Shattered and run home?
It's tough because like... To get, like, that yellowing on the 6s now, I could not wear them, you know? Like, I'd have to just let them sit for time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the pairs from 91 would just not be a thing. So, we'll just say Shattered Backboards.
True.
That's a good answer, because you could wear that straight away.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those would be 7 days of the week.
Mm. All 8 days. all right, that was your final question. I think you got... 3 out of 21, so that's pretty good.
Was I the fastest?
That's good, man. That's good.
Definitely not the fastest.
Oh.
Everyone is tied for last. So let's just do your soulography, as Alvin coined it, which is also a really good term.
I like that
term. Real quick, so what got you into sneakers?
I would probably have to say, like, skateboarding.
Okay. Mm.
But I wasn't collecting back then. I just really liked shoes.
Okay. So you were just into any shoe that looked nice and you were...
Yeah, like mainly the brands were like skateboarding brands.
Mm-hmm.
Like I barely had any Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
I was just buying all these like skateboarding brands like Globe, Lakai, Firefly, like whatever. So that's definitely what got me into it.
That's what started it.
Yeah.
So then what was your evolution? So from there, where did it go and where is it now?
So like, again, with those like skateboarding shoes, it was like one pair. It was like the GR person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was like... Buy them, wear them to like your toes are like out the toe box.
Yep. And then you're on to the next.
Yeah, exactly.
6 months later, you're on to another one.
And then like, I don't know, the collecting probably started. I was on a trip, an exchange trip in Italy,
mm-hmm.
and we were in Florence, and there was a random Foot Locker, like middle of nowhere. And I was like, okay.
How do you say that in Italian though?
Foot Locker. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Foot Locker.
Foot Locker.
If you go in, you're like right down the street from them. They'll know. yeah. So I go in and I saw, like, I had no knowledge of Jordans at all. And I see these pair on the wall and I'm like, holy, like, these gotta
be. You can swear.
I'm like, I'm trying not to.
You can swear, man.
It's okay, man. My daughter doesn't listen to this.
Swearing the top Fungul.
Nice, that's good.
Holy
man.
Fungul.
So I see this pair and I know there's something. I just don't know anything about like Jordan. So I asked the guy for a size and basically they were Toro Bravo Force.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was my first shoe and I bought them a full half size down because it was the last pair they had. I was like, no.
I'm
going back
to
Canada with Jordans. So from there, it was just, like, everything. I think my next pair was, like, KD7 Global Games.
Yeah, all red?
Like, yeah. But, like, that swoosh, that, like, multicolor. Yeah, it's got, like, multicolored details in it, though. Mm-hmm. And then, like, next pair was, like, Shaq Gnosis, which I don't think anyone would buy. But I was like, these look dope, so.
True.
Yeah, man.
There was no, like, certain path. It was more just, like, okay, I see this picture on the internet. I'm like, I need these.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I definitely say most of the stuff in my collection is Nike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For sure. But like even like the Vans Peanut collection, you know, like mm-hmm. there was like two silhouettes from there. I'm like, okay, I need to have these.
Yeah.
Like the Snoopies and the Charlie Browns. Those mm-hmm. were dope to me. And you threw me a pair of those New Balance that one time. Those like orange ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
are probably one of the most comfortable pairs I have mm-hmm. and dope colors as well.
So you're basically just literally buy what you like niche AF. Like,
absolutely.
If it's a nice shoe, doesn't matter the brand, doesn't matter who it's from, like, who endorses it.
It was weird. Before I went on that trip, I remember, what year did Bread Lowe's drop? Like 2012?
Bread 11 Lowe?
Yeah, sorry, Bread 11 Lowe's.
No idea.
I don't know. My friends were, I was in the cafeteria at lunch one day, and my friends are looking at the phone, and they're looking at these shoes, two of these guys, two of my close friends, and I'm just like, I'm looking at the shoe, I'm like, bro, these are not sick at all. Like, I'm like, what are these things? Like, moon shoes, you know? And then like 4 years
you
later,
you sound like a 90-year-old.
I swear. So then like 2-3 years later, like I don't know how, just like I didn't look at the shoe at all, and then like I see them again and I'm like, yo, what are these? Like, and they're like one of my favorite silhouettes now. So it was weird. I was never really influenced by what people wore or what was like big or like hype, you know? And like I never really was big into Kanye, so I mm-hmm. know that's how you guys
yeah
were like definitely influenced mm-hmm. but for me it was just like would I like these on my feet, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the best reason of all to buy it, so that's good. And what keeps you into sneakers? So we know what got you snarted. We snarted.
You know what got you some sneakers back started.
What is keeping you in it now?
Honestly, it's whatever brand can put out whatever that's going to make me go like, wow, you know? Like, mm-hmm. so most recently, like, I tried to tell myself the latter half of the last year, I was like, yeah, I'm not buying kicks, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, like, Adidas is like, Dragon Ball. And I'm like, okay, so, like, seven kicks I need all, you know?
Yeah, so and you got all of them.
Like that, absolutely, yeah.
All seven.
Well, technically, yeah.
There's that other one that was like
the Super Shenrons.
Yeah.
I think those only released in Japan.
I don't think it came with a special box, so it doesn't even count.
It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. It's the same box. And honestly, the green ones are nicer.
I agree.
They're like black and the super ones. So, but yeah, anything that's like related. So anime, like hockey or even basketball. I mean, like basketball's kind of basketball shoes. But like Nintendo.
Those basketball Jordans get you, huh?
Yeah, those ones. Big orange ball on the side. But anything that's like gonna tickle my interest.
The peaks of fancy. Absolutely. In another aspect of your life.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Thanks, man.
Not the way I did it.
Sweet, man. Like, once again, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. Thank you again for listening to all of the episodes, man. Except for one.
I'm catching up, man.
You're catching up. You're almost there.
Man. He's almost there.
Yeah, because I think you caught up after the fact anyways. Didn't you like binge a bunch of the episodes you said?
Yeah, like because it's weekly, right? Like I usually listen to it when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I don't know, I was listening to them and then you guys didn't have one out. And then I just got lazy and I let them stack. And there was like 30 episodes, but it was good because I had something every day to listen to. Mm-hmm. But now we're back to like switching between things. But it's okay.
Okay, on to the main discussion, which I'm pretty excited about. I think it's going to be really fun. So inspired by that soul poll that we did today, it's going to be would you rather, but sneakers.
Ooh.
And some of them are not fun.
Oh, no.
Most of them are not fun. So we'll start off soft. Would you rather have access to only black or white laces for the rest of your life or only every other color except black and white?
Black and white laces.
Black and white?
I think I'm going to have to say that too.
Yeah?
I think I would say black and white as well.
Go with everything.
Yeah, that's true too.
But if you think about your sneakers that you have now,
I know.
What color laces are on them? Are they mostly black and white?
Ones, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sean's, no. Oh.
You're going to put black laces on your Sean's, bro? That sounds
white.
Poo-poo.
I put white. Oh, white
wouldn't be bad.
Because then the white would
still
go with the midsole at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think white's an easier thing to switch than black.
Yeah.
But either way, they're both like really easy.
Mm-hmm. Really neutral.
I think I was going to go with all the colors, to be honest.
Except for the
You would, though.
Except for black and white. Yeah. I don't know if I like what that means or not. You would, though. Okay. I would, though.
No, because, like, you would, man. If you look at Lawrence's sneaker
repertoire
history. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or
the lace switches are just like vibrant.
Yeah, man. He's the never socks too. Popping. The only thing he has like regular laces. Like by regular, I mean like neutral colored laces. Regular.
Got those twisty laces.
Straight. Oh, yeah. The ones you don't have to like tie no more.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I need
those great.
Ones.
Yeah,
I need
yeah.
those ones.
Sad like Payless ones, is closing, yo. Man. That was my plug.
That's why you go now and buy all of them.
It's true. Yeah, I need to stock up for the rest of my life.
Palazzi.
Palazzi.
That's why they're closing all the stores. They're going to open one Palazzi.
That's all they can afford. That's what's in the budget. Next up. Would you rather give up the top 4 pairs in your collection or the bottom 20 pairs in your collection?
Bottom 20, hands
bottom
down.
Easy. 20. Bottom 20.
It was that easy?
Bottom 20.
Easy.
I agree. That was pretty easy.
Screw the rotation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Real screw the rotation.
I'll only wear 4 pairs of shoes. Fuck it.
Yeah. What top 4 pairs would those be? Just off the top of your head.
Damn it. Wotherspoons, Air Max 90s, Bread
Which
ones.
Which 90s?
Infrared. Sorry. Okay. Infrared Air Max 90s. Mm-hmm. Bread ones and Black Cement threes.
And you?
Atmoses and the Sean Wotherspoon.
And?
That's it. He only wants two.
Two is four.
Wants
two. Take That's the it. Rest. I just need
the
those
three,
two.
Yeah, the three Atmos.
Two Vs.
Oh, the three Atmos. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Big flex.
Biotech.
Sorry, I'm gonna go home.
Oh, you guys assumed I only had one. And what about you? What 4 would those be?
Columbia 11s, cement 4s, maybe like cherry lows, cherry 11 lows, and then, man, this is hard. Maybe like maroon 6s.
Mm. Nice.
Do I have to answer too, I guess?
Damn it. That's the question. You had the time to think.
I didn't even think about it, though. Every time we do this, I don't think in advance.
I don't think at all.
I'm still not even thinking. What the Dunk.
Mm.
Bread 1, for sure.
Mm.
Galaxy Foams. And probably 10 Yeezy ones. But if you ask me again 20 times, it would change 20 times.
Change 20.
Would you rather have all your shoes increase by half a size or lose all the boxes for your shoes?
Lose all the boxes.
Yeah.
Really?
Cop drop fronts. I don't care.
You do care.
I do, but I don't. Like if it's like
you can still wear them if they're half size big.
Yeah, but the creases would increase.
Increase.
I would probably just go half size on all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crease thing almost had me, but then I remembered like there's so many of my shoes that like I creased the toe box hard, and at the time I was like no, but now I'm like oh you're so hot. Like it looks so much better. I don't know what it is.
It depends on the shoe.
Yeah, that's true too. I don't know how they look on ones. So
I like creases on ones.
I love creases on ones.
Yeah.
So why are you going to get rid of the boxes then?
It's a box.
Keep the boxes.
Just get drop fronts.
It's an excuse to get drop fronts.
Yeah. I got to think about my storage situation now, guys. Come on.
Go to your wife. Like, I lost all the boxes in a freak would you rather accident.
Yeah.
I need to buy drop fronts.
Nah, even more reason.
Yeah. Nah, for me, it's always been about fit. Mm. Personally, because I'm older now. Before I could like cop that half a size up for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. No, hands down, like, yeah, half size up.
Soft.
Soft.
Two sizes up. Give me that. That.
Size 12? I'm a size 10? Okay, give me
That's
that.
That's fine. It'll work.
You know what I mean? Like, size soft.
Two
but
socks.
Now that I'm an older man, yo, like, I feel the blisters more. I feel the, yeah. Knowing, like, it's too big and it rubs on your heel thing. Like, I feel that so much more now that I'm an older man's bee and, like, it hurts, fam.
Yeah, man.
So I'd rather.
Got so Toronto so fast.
But Toronto it's not an angry old. Toronto, you know? It's like a nice Toronto, man. So I'd rather like to have a proper fitting shoe than to have the boxes.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older, younger, hell yeah, enough. Two sizes up, give me that.
What about you, Joel?
I get rid of the boxes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
And then I would get the ones that go behind the doors, like those little sock things.
Oh, the sleeves.
Yeah, I get those.
Really? Because drop fronts be too expensive.
Yeah, but how many doors are you going to take up in your house? Yeah.
How many doors do you have here?
Fuck the doors. I'm just going to nail it on the wall.
That's a really good idea.
Little it'll be soundproof in here too.
It'll be like a little studio down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's perfect for this.
Now I hope we lose the boxes. I think I'd do the half size up, to be honest. Like, I don't know where I would put all those. Like you said, like, I'm not trying to nail a bunch of shit to my wall.
You don't want to? No.
It sounds cool, but I'll pass. I think I would do the half size up, to be honest. As much as I do love the perfect fit, like, having the boxes is just part of having the shoe for me, man.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's tough.
Especially those special boxes.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to lose the box for the Shawns, bro. You just got that thing.
Yeah, but I have them to wear them, so it's fine.
Just take a picture.
At the end of the night.
Yo, take a picture of the box, bro. Take a picture of the box.
I should have added, and all pictures of the boxes are deleted from your phone.
Yeah, but not from Kaya's phone.
Hiding pictures. We're getting in a deep rabbit hole with these would-you-rathers now. Next up, would you rather have a grass stain on white mesh or a salt stain on black suede?
Salt stain on black
suede. Yeah, salt stain.
Yeah?
Salt stain on black suede. Yeah.
Really?
I feel like the grass stain's way harder to get out.
Yeah.
Can you get a salt stain
out?
Wait,
are we assuming you can take these out or are they there
just
forever?
Would you rather have it?
Okay, sorry.
If you can clean it, that's on you.
Yeah.
Black.
Salt stain on black.
Salt stain.
White mesh, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
black. Grass stain.
Black and white. Getting black and, grass on the white. Yeah. Like,
black and white happening, looks better than white and green, depending on how it looks.
White and green.
But which one's easier to clean between those two?
Salt, I think.
I think salt, man.
Is it?
I feel like
if it's on white, though, like white, you can bleach.
Or mesh.
White mesh, you can bleach.
Well, you could.
If you bleach white mesh, they'll eventually turn yellow.
Yeah. Oh, word?
Yeah.
You sound like you had experience with
that. Yeah.
That's good. I might do that.
Oh, yeah. He likes the yellow.
He likes the yellow bleach.
Got it. Check. Writes it down. Bleach. Okay.
How much bleach?
How do I fuck up the shoe? Tell me again.
Just quick dip.
Dip the whole shoe. Yeah, I don't know. I hate salt stains, but I think that black, you could make it work a lot easier than the white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if you get a spaghetti stain on a white shirt, it's you throw the shirt out.
Bro, yeah. I have like shoes I used to cut grass in and like they've been through like all the washing.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
And it's over.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. And last up, this one's kind of fun. It's not a sad one.
Yay.
Given the opportunity to collaborate with your favorite brand, would you rather work on an existing model or create something completely new?
Ooh.
I feel like the opportunity to work on something that's already existing is always there. I mean, like, I think we all don't really
it's always
like
there.
Custom.
We're all going to get that.
No. Like, I mean, like, you can custom a shoe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that's not
I don't.
The same.
Yeah. I know, but man, to make something that's you. Like, that's your baby.
Do you trust yourself to make something nice?
But if
look
I
at all, like,
like,
the, like, look at Don C made an ugly ass 312, and that's Don C. Yeah.
But does he like it?
I'm assuming he likes
it. I would hope so.
Yeah. I mean, but even Don C makes mistakes. Like, I don't know if I would trust myself to completely from the ground up. I don't have that experience to make a shoe.
True.
I would love the opportunity to, like, alter or put my stamp on a classic. Like, think about, like, a Jordan 1 or an Air Max 1 or a Dunk, like, giving the opportunity to alter that or make it yours. Like, literally yours. Not, like, Nike ID, like, yours.
Yeah.
But in altering, are you just changing the colorway?
Yeah, like, something materials? Like that. Like, an official collaboration. Okay. Yeah, I'm not thinking, like a off-white Virgil, like, completely rework it. Like, once again, don't trust myself.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know if I don't think I would have the capability or I wouldn't trust myself enough to completely do a shoe from the ground up.
Yeah, I'm the same way too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You would do a, like, what shoe
like
would you do?
Like an existing, like an Air Max 1 or something, right? Mm. Just pick the colors and just go crazy.
Like a middle logo here or there.
Yeah.
Flip a swoosh backwards.
Mm. Now, I would probably try to do like a, not like a Don C 312, but it would be like a Sean Weatherspoon. Two silhouettes, like a fusion. And it would be like a pack.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That's it. So I wouldn't go like ham and be like, oh, I'm going to make like the easy one. And just
like something completely like.
Yeah. It would be like two classics
fused into one.
Yeah.
Hybrid.
Like a hybrid.
Yeah. That's like a hybrid answer, too. I don't even know what to consider that.
I mean, like, it's something.
It's still a creation.
It's something new, but it's something existing. Like, is that a creation?
That's, that's what it is.
The way I took your question, like, when I was thinking about doing my own thing, like, I definitely acknowledge the fact that I have zero knowledge. And like,
it'd be like a fucking 11, bro.
Yeah. No, but like,
and a 6. It'd be like an 11 close. With a 6 it'd be very midsole. Close. That's it.
But automatically, I was thinking of like taking inspirations from different shoes, you know? But I never thought about fusing. That's a dope idea.
That's
for
what
sure.
That's what came to my head when it was like, create your own.
Yeah.
Even though you're technically still not creating your own, you're
making something new.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, isn't that why Ye left Nike? Because they're only
letting him do.
Yeah, just use different parts of shoes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nah. Like, I'm Ye, so I need my own.
I'm Ye, so I'm just going to take your Roshi and.
Okay.
All right, so Elvin likes Adidas.
Big fan over here. So, wait, what was the final consensus? We said that's something new, right? I think that's something
new. Was it something new?
I think it's something new.
Sure.
I think it's something new.
Because, like, if you think about it, the Wotherspoon, like, that specific silhouette is now just going to be associated with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone tries to, you know, make their own version of that, it's still going to be, oh, you're gonna make a new colorway of the Sean Wotherspoon. Yeah.
That's very true.
You know what I mean? I see it like that.
So that's why I was like, if I could do that, then at least it's still, like, kind of my silhouette because I'm the first one to kind of do it, even though it's, like, still two classics. I don't want to... I'm the same thing with you. I don't trust myself to create a new thing. Yeah. I would need to borrow or take inspiration from other classics that they've already have.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. I don't have. I'm not that creative.
Yeah. Sort of creative. Like, you want to use some things.
Yeah,
but like,
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
So no, I'm not.
Cool. So we said two existing and two new, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Now for the Air Max Month topic of the week. Yeah, I don't even need to do it. Yeah, we already got it going. So we asked our followers on Instagram. We've been asking them every week, all month, different Air Max related questions, and we've been answering them on the pod and shouting them out on the pod, some of the answers. So this week we said, what is the best new school Air Max silhouette? What do you guys think? Dante, we'll leave it to you first. I think like 720, 270, and he has a fusion.
The 270s, right?
The Easter was the 180, so that would be not considered.
But that's new?
No,
that's not new.
No.
Okay.
720 Vapor Max. Any of the
any Vapor Max.
Any of the hybrids.
Yeah.
I was gonna say 270, but I think I'm gonna say Vapor Max now, just because you reminded me. Because those when that's a shoe that grew on me, like 100%.
Yeah.
I saw those things and I was like, but why? Like, I wanted to pop it. Like,
yeah.
Like,
that was good.
Thanks, man. But you know, like, after a while, and like, I guess other colorways as well, which definitely helped it, I was like, okay, like, I could see myself wearing these, like, not all the time, but they definitely grew on me in a good way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Joel?
I don't know. I think with a lot of hybrids are popping off right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I commented there on the post about, like, you know, Dank. JW Dank, and it was just messing with like crazy stuff. Like, if you have the opportunity, check out his stuff, man, because it's just crazy. But yeah, I'm thinking, like, I don't know, 720s are gonna pop off, and they're just gonna drop like even more crazy colorways.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's pretty much the wave that they're going with right now.
So hybrid.
Hybrid.
Yeah.
Hybrid. Yeah.
What about you, Alvin?
Hybrid.
You said that hybrid as well, right?
S-dubs, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy that the 97.1 is, like you said, now it's Sean.
When that's you think crazy. About it, you're not going to associate it with anybody else.
They can't touch that shoe, which is wild. Damn, he done good. Yeah. He left, good, but he man. Done
Damn,
good.
Damn, Sean.
Yeah.
Damn, Sean. I said Vapor Max, same as Dante. Like, just the impact that shoe had, like, that thing caused a stir. Like you said, like, the hate that it got, but it got so much hate because it was so different.
Yeah,
like,
and they got off-white silhouettes, too.
Yeah,
right?
Like, that's... Nuts.
Colorways.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do Vapor Max as well.
Facts.
Yeah, I said Vapor Max. So some of the listener/follower shout outs we'll do for their answers. Sneaker Life Husband also said Vapor Max. Correct answer, my friend.
My guy.
Sean Go, even though he said he would take the money instead of the grail. Says VapeMax97. Luke Tiggs says Vape Nice. I don't know if that's like a typo or yeah.
Is it like vaping? Or?
I don't know. Yeah. Vaping is nice. I don't know if you understood the question.
Nice. Huh?
Hardy Girl said hybrids. She doesn't specify which hybrid, but she said she likes the hybrids.
Yeah. Hybrids. Well, she was wearing a hybrid. What was it today? The 95 VaporMax.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the VaporMax 97. Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. The one that Sean said. And then Troy Alexander, our Air Max, our resident Air Max purist.
The aficionado.
Yeah, he says, gun to my head. Nice to see new hybrids. But the future is in retros. I just want Nike to make big bubbles big again. Mm-hmm. Joel says, yes, please.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone for answering those questions. We'll have one more because next week we record on Air Max Day.
Ooh.
It's pretty special.
Special.
Very special. Thank you once again, Dante, for being here. That was really fun.
Thank you,
appreciate
guys.
That.
Dante Zook.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We have a Facebook forum called CGS Talk. We like to use it to sell stuff, connect with you guys, and just talk it up. That's facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We have a website where we post our reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That's canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, the Fire Round, just shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul for a feature on Instagram. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You could find me at LDoggyStyles. That's two.
I'm Joe Dooney. You can find me at JO_D3OsNEY.
I am Alvin Quinn C2. And you can find me at MISTERQNMART.
And our very special guest, Dante, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Entourage. I got an entourage. At Dante Zook, 2 C's. That's all.
That was good. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 53 episode. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and we are out. Peace.
Got a message.